I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. one more time.
Two. You all right? That's all right now. I got it on. All right. Can you hear me now? All right. Thank you. All right. Good to see you today again. We want to get into the word and praise the Lord. I just want to say before we get started, so I won't forget. I hate to break the spirit, but I want to say it because I will forget. Once I get wound up in the word, listen, next Sunday, kind of pass this along, next Sunday, we want to have service next Sunday beginning at 10 o'clock. This is just for next Sunday. If you can, let's do it at 10 o'clock. But we have to take me and Shirley, Gabrielle, we have to take Gabby to Houston for a conference. She has to be down in the early afternoon. So we're going to leave right here and go to Houston.
Amen.
So we need y'all to try to be here at 10 if you can. I'm asking you to try to sacrifice that. I'm trying to figure out a way I can fit in the sermon. Amen. I thought about doing the podcast on the road, but you got to be running to spots.
Yeah.
Where you want here, you'll be
here. Right.
And I'm just glad I didn't went out because you're in one of those spots. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it later. Let's go. All right, let's go to Jeremiah 38. Jeremiah 38. We're just going to read the front page. There's something on the back, too, but we'll get to that later. Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 1 through 13. All right. Should be fun. Every time we have all these names, there's lots of joy, enjoyment. As we read the word of God. All right. Verse 8 again, verse 1. Now Shephatiah, the son of Matan, Gedaliah, the son of Ashur, Jukul, the son of Shemalah, Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to all the people, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to the Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a prize to him, and he shall live. Thus saith the Lord, the city shall surely be given into the hands of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it." Therefore, the princess said to the king, "Please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the man such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their home. Then Zedekiah the king said, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the prison. And they let Jeremiah down with ropes, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. When the king was sitting at the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went out to the king's house and spoke to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die from hunger in the place where he is, for there is no bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from here 30 men with you, and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the man with him, and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took from their old clothes and old rags, and let them down by the ropes into the dungeon to Jeremiah. Then Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, please put these old clothes and rags under your armpits, under the ropes. And Jeremiah did so. So they pulled Jeremiah up with the ropes and lifted him out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Amen.
Amen.
We ask a blessing to the readers and hearers of this portion of God's holy word. I want to preach this morning from the subject, don't be scared.
Amen.
Or the way they said it on the playground back when I was in the elementary school.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of him.
Don't be scared. Yeah.
Don't be scared. Listen here, my brothers and sisters.
Don't be scared.
I thank Jeremiah today, the jewel that he wants to drop on us, not by his words only, but especially by the examples that we see in the text, is don't be scared. Now, let me say a couple of things. I'll give you some quotes about this being scared, being afraid, or having fear. Because often, having fear can keep you from getting to that level, that place in your life that God has destined and promised to you. Just like the children of Israel were kept from going into the promised land because of their being afraid, their fear, their being scared. Let me give you some quotes about this thing of fear, being afraid or scared. One quote says, the fears we don't face become our limits. Let that sink. The fears that we don't face become our limit. Because we are afraid to face that thing, it limits us. It may be a place that God wants us to go, a position that God wants us to hold, something that God wants us to do. But if we are afraid, we'll limit ourselves and we'll not have the abundant life that God has promised us. Next, don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid not to try.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You get that? If you don't try, you automatically fail. Next, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. John Rockefeller said, don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. But now, we need a couple more. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. God is already there. Because God is a God of yesterday, today, tomorrow, all at the same time. He's above time. So don't be afraid of tomorrow, because the same God that's with you now, today, will already in your tomorrow. As long as God is there, it's going to be all right. You don't have to be afraid of the unknown. It is unknown only to you.
Yes.
God is well aware of where you are in every step He's asking you to take.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
My God. That's so key. Just because it's not known to you, God already knows it. He knows where He sent you, and He knows every step He's told you to take, and He knows where you're going to end up.
My Lord.
But let's get into this, a little bit more to the scripture. It says, Isaiah 41:10.
Yes.
Somebody needs this. Fear not,
yeah,
for I am with you.
Yeah.
Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
Yes.
I will strengthen you. Yes. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. And then it goes on in that same chapter, verse 23 says, I am the Lord your God. I am holding your hand.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So don't be afraid. I am here to help you.
My Lord.
You get that picture. I just like that picture. You know, like sometimes when we have young children, we hold their hand because they're afraid to do something. Ready to go across the street or ready to do somebody and wait or in the dark place. But by our holding their hand, they know everything's going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
Because their parent is there.
Yeah.
And God is saying, that's the same thing, my brothers and sisters. That's why you don't have to be scared, because I'm holding your hand and I'm there with you. I don't care how dark your day may seem. How fearful your circumstances or your context, I'm holding your hand, I'm there with you, and know that I'm able to bring you through.
Yeah.
What a wonderful God He is. What a mighty God He is. And I'm glad when we look in our text. Get to the text now, Bishop Jeremiah. Now, you remember now, Jeremiah had been on the Lord's program. By the time we see Jeremiah in chapter 38, he's been prophesying and giving people the word of the Lord for over 4 decades.
Right.
He's been through 5 kings, beginning at Josiah and ending with Zedekiah.
Yes.
He's been through 5 kings, and he's still saying the same thing. He started out saying, turn from your idolatry. Right. When they would not turn from their idolatry, then he says, well, God is going to send Babylon in to judge you. And it's better for you to surrender to Babylon. Because if you surrender to them, you'll have your life. But now if you fight them, the landscape is going to be spread out with different bodies. You'll surely die if you don't surrender. Now this was an unpopular message.
Yeah, amen.
This is like somebody telling the U.S. military, hey, surrender to Russia. And if we said, wait a minute, man, not the USA.
Right.
We are world power. We are the most powerful nation in the world. You telling us to surrender to Russia? It will feel like that person is committing treason.
Yes.
Here in our heart, we have brave and hard-fighting troops, and you're disparaging them by saying surrender. Put up the white flag. Well, that's how
betrayer. Because he was telling the people up, surrender. They would say, nah, but the king, a lot of people say, oh no, the temple is here. And along with the temple there, you think God is going to let something happen to the temple? They would worship the temple more than they would worship God.
That's the problem.
And they had other friend nations they were trying to get with. Hey, come help us fight the Babylonians. They would do anything but surrender. They didn't want to believe what Jeremiah was saying. But Jeremiah had been saying this thing for over 4 decades. I don't know how it is. 4 decades saying the same thing. And nobody listened.
My Lord.
But one thing I think Jeremiah remembered. When God called Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, God said to Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces.
Right.
For I am with you to deliver you, said the Lord. Because you know they were frowning at it.
Yeah.
You know they were mean mugging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremiah, every time he came out, look at traitor. Won't he sit down somewhere and share? What is it? Right. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Right. We're out here doing our best trying to fight these people off. He keep on saying that same thing to running. We ain't gonna surrender, we're gonna fight. We're courageous. Look at me.
All right.
You know they were looking, you know the face they were looking at. I know the face. I've seen no faces before.
Oh, wow.
All leaders. All, every good leader.
Yeah.
Or every half. Let me see. I'm not gonna put myself in a good leader. Every halfway decent leader. You're gonna have some folk.
Right.
When you're trying to do what God called, you're gonna see some mean mugging you. I've been mean mugging.
Yeah,
you sit down there and look at this.
Yeah.
And you're trying to help me.
Come on out.
Jeremiah had been doing that for over 40 years.
Yeah.
And he kept on saying the same thing. Because he knew God said, don't be afraid of them, don't be scared of them.
Yeah.
They're trying to intimidate you with the way they look.
Yeah.
But don't you realize, Jeremiah, I'm with you to deliver you.
Right.
And as long as I'm with you, whatever trouble you get in, I can get you out of it.
Right. Amen.
You know, I thought about when I was studying for that Congressman John Lewis, who used to always get in good trouble.
Good trouble,
because he got in trouble doing good.
Yeah.
Trying to make the nation better and bring it down and marching for rights and marching for freedom. He got in good. It's all right to get in good trouble.
Right.
When and sometimes, if you're going to do good, you got to get in trouble. Doing good will get you in trouble.
Amen.
But you know, not only is there good trouble, not only will good get you in trouble, but I got something I like to call with Jeremiah. We got Jeremiah in trouble. God trouble.
Okay.
So when you try to follow God,
right.
trying to follow God and do what God says,
right.
will get you
in trouble.
That's right.
It'll get you in trouble. You try to live for God in the schoolroom, it'll get you in trouble.
Right.
You try to live for God, amen, in a whole lot of organizations will come against you.
Yeah.
You try to have a business and run your business like a godly person, and it will get you in trouble. But I stop by to tell you the same thing if you're doing it for God. The same thing that gets you in trouble, God is good to you.
Amen.
I remember Chick-fil-A. You know, they said Chick-fil-A because they were pro traditional marriage, pro biblical marriage. And folks said, hey, we won't boycott Chick-fil-A. But you know, I ain't never been to a Chick-fil-A that didn't have a line.
Amen.
Chick-fil-A make as much money on 6 days as more people do on 7 days.
Yeah.
When you take a stand for God, don't you realize God will bless you in spite of what folks say or do?
Right.
That's the kind of God that we serve.
Yeah.
So my brother, you got to be ready. You're going to live for God. You can get some good trouble, and you sure never going to get in some God trouble.
Right.
You're trying to follow God and be the person of God that you should. You may get in trouble. God.
It's true.
When you say, hey, yeah. Y'all can stay here, but y'all can't sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
Come on, right,
preacher,
right?
Amen. Because y'all ain't married.
Come on, preacher.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, y'all. Yeah. 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 And they get upset. Are you saying they can't keep it the same?
It gets you in trouble, preacher.
It gets
you
in trouble. Right. Well, you pay rent or you pay mortgage.
Yeah.
And they upset because they can't live in your house.
Come on.
That's how they gave God. God gave you and go against God's rule.
Come on, preacher. It gets you in trouble.
I don't mean no home. I just want to throw that in there.
That's real, honey,
pal. So he said here in 38, but Jeremiah, for all of 40 years, Jeremiah was not scared to say what God told him to say. Amen. Regardless of what you think, he just said what God told him to say.
Amen.
Can you do what God tells you to do? Year after year after year after year, when it keeps getting you in trouble.
Lord, have mercy.
Can you stand for God?
Lord, have mercy.
My God.
Standing for God keeps getting you in trouble. Jeremiah, through his example, is saying, don't be scared. Jeremiah goes to Zedekiah. Here I come. Same man. I remember some story read why a preacher kept preaching the same thing. Then every Sunday he came back and preached the same thing. And folks said, why you keep preaching the same thing? And the preacher said, well, y'all keep doing the same.
Come on, preacher. Come on. Okay.
Nothing changed.
32. Thus says the Lord, he who remains in this city shall die by sword, by famine, by pestilence. Go over to the Chaldeans, surrender to the Babylon. Oh.
Then in verse 4, it says, okay, Jeremiah, we get tired of this. Therefore, the princes went said to the king, let this man be put to death.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he didn't got it from God's trouble.
Yeah.
Let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the man of war who remain in this city. We got some men that want to fight. And what he's saying is making them afraid to fight, making them want to give up. By speaking such words to them, for this man does not seek the welfare of this people but harm. But when you, listen, that might be what the world says. Sometimes when you're speaking on behalf of God, folk might think you'll have their welfare in mind.
Come on now.
But sometimes when you're speaking for God, you do actually have their welfare in mind.
Amen.
Because Jeremiah is actually trying to save their lives.
Right.
Save them from tragedy.
Absolutely.
If you take this course of action, if you use this strategy, surrender. You'll fight again another day. But you can't fight because you're not ready to fight Babylon. You'll fight God. Ain't nobody ever want to fight God.
Amen. Amen. You're right.
But
Amen.
You can't live if you surrender.
Right.
But ain't nobody ever want fighting God.
Yes.
Because God ain't never lost a battle and God ain't never lost a fight.
Right.
And God already said, I sent Babylon and this is what Babylon going to do.
Yeah.
Jeremiah was trying to save him from even a more disastrous effect. But say, hey, we don't want to listen to Jeremiah no more. And now, if Zedekiah would have been the kind of king he should have been, the kind of leader he should have been, but Zedekiah wasn't that kind of leader because Zedekiah was scared. And Zedekiah said, hey, listen, I'm not going to do nothing with y'all. Y'all go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Do what I can't tell y'all nothing. Ain't nothing to do with you. Go ahead and do what you want to do.
Wow. It's your time. Do what you want to do.
He failed to show that he was responsible.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. Lord
and they went back to Jeremiah and took Jeremiah and let him down with a rope and something. And what we read, it said,
dark, especially at night. Now, I'm going to have a hard time being in the system.
Come on now.
I'm not really worried about the mud too much. But I'm saying now, if a snake happened to crawl,
Yeah.
to the king.
Right.
He going to Zedekiah. Now listen here. Zedekiah. I wish I could say it like I want to say it. He goes to Zedekiah and Zedekiah, this is wrong. Now he's this man from the far away, this African man that they brought in, and they eulogized him, and he was a second class citizen, and he was a moral compass. He had enough bravery to speak truth to power and say, King, what you're doing is wrong. And now Jeremiah is a prophet of the Lord. Oh, if we were looking, if you looked at Ebed Melech, amen, you would say, well, he's unfit for the job. But he was a better king than Zedekiah.
Right?
He was more braver, more courageous than Zedekiah. He said, we cannot leave Jeremiah down there because Jeremiah is going to die down there. And he's a prophet. And you don't treat prophets like that. Sometimes you got to speak truth to power.
Amen.
You got to speak truth. You got to have the bravery, the character. You can't be scared. If he'd have been scared, Jeremiah, he couldn't have done this job. God would have chose somebody that wasn't scared to come to the king and say, King, what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, we got a situation here.
I tell you now, as a leader, I don't want all yes men.
Right.
Because I need somebody to speak truth to me.
Yeah.
And well, let me put it like this. I don't mind yes men, but I want them to be saying yes to God and not to me.
Right.
But we got to have somebody. Everybody needs to be accountable to somebody and need somebody that has the courage to speak truth to them.
Right.
Now, if you speak the truth to me, I'm probably not going to hear you first time.
Right. It's true. Amen.
Don't expect to be in agreement.
Right.
Yeah. But now I'll go home, on my way home.
I'll process it.
Yeah.
Come on.
The Holy Spirit help you.
Yeah. Exactly.
You'll start writing the scriptures up.
Exactly.
If what you said is right, I'll begin to remember scriptures. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I can say that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it might be right. Yeah. I think it might be something I need to look at.
Right.
Think it may be something. You may not get an immediate response. But in the long term, by the time I get from my hand to death, I say, you know, Anna, we're right. It's going to take me a little while, Anna. Don't expect me.
Right.
Don't expect me to just surrender because I'm an analytical person.
Yeah.
Right. God made me analytical.
Right.
He made me with discernment. So I have to look at things a long time. And judge and weigh things.
Yeah.
And this is what the scripture said. God, Holy Spirit, got to speak to me.
Right.
I can't do that on an automatic.
Right.
Amen.
He spoke the power. And Zedekiah said, all right. Now, Zedekiah was a go along, get along.
Wow. Yeah.
I go along with get along. Yeah. And he wish it was.
No trouble.
Yeah.
All right, go get you some. All right, Beverly, go get you some. Go get the 30 men. Go get it.
Yeah.
What kind of king is this? Get your 30 men in here. And here he comes. Beverly. But before, now this is part of labor. Before he went to get him out of there with the rope, you know, they already had rope down there. He stopped by the king's house.
All right.
And down in the king's house, he had to pray for the king's clothes.
Uh-huh.
And when the king got finished with those clothes, you know, he'll throw them all over. Throw the clothes, I ain't wearing that no more. So, Mr. Arnold stopped by the king's house. Mm-hmm. And he went in the king's house.
Right.
And began to get some of the king's old clothes.
Right, come on.
Try to get some soft.
Yeah.
Cushy.
Yeah,
pad,
right. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll work. Get all of them. Hold it on.
Soft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that robe. Put that robe real cushy. Soft. Got them all together. And he takes them down to the cistern. And he throws the rags.
Uh-huh.
And then he throws the rope in. And he said, Jeremiah, I'm throwing you a rope anything. He's powerful.
Yeah.
Because his powerfulness comes from his toughness mixed with his tenderness.
I love
and
that.
And that balance makes him powerful. Yeah. The most powerful man is a TNT man. So, listen, I'm going to send a rope down, but I know Jeremiah is old now. And I know if I just pull him over the rope, it'll scar him.
Yeah.
Maybe pull his arm out of joint. Because he's been down a little while. So, I need to make his journey up south. Put the clothing and the rags all over the rope, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And then put the rope, and then we're going to pull you up.
We're
going to check you up.
Thank you.
But if I let him do it, that's me. Name will be given.
Yeah,
Jesus. It's a word. Yeah. It's words. It's a term that Gabs, AAU code uses. Negative success.
Yeah.
Y'all become a negative success.
All
right. Every once in a while, one of the team members get a good shot, but or get a good play, and they'll get the 2 points. Yeah. But the way they got it is not correct. So he said, yeah, you made the point, but you can't keep doing that, because that's not the way it's done. It'll work for you now.
Right.
But if you do it right, it'll work for you better.
Right.
God does not want us to experience negative success. Yes. He wants us to do it His way,
right,
in His power, yes, in His spirit.
Right.
I like it, really. God said, hey, you know that scripture said that if you give a prophet a drink of water,
right,
you'll get a prophet from all.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I don't think he was doing this. I don't think he's been enough. He may not know that scripture when he pulled up Jeremiah. But God said, I see you concerned about my prophet.
Yeah.
I see you concerned about my representative. I see you. He's been elect. No other folk gonna see you. Everybody diminish you because you're a foreigner, because you're a unit, because you came from the land and you're a servant and you're a nobody. Couldn't even keep your own name. But I know your name.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know your name. I know who you are. I know I made you.
Yes, preacher.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, because what my chief point here to tell you, if you don't be scared and you serve the Lord, that serving the Lord will pay off. Everybody here know that serving the Lord will pay off. Have you ever been in the hospital room and the doctor gave you a bad report? Don't you want no make it, but serve the Lord. Calvary's cross, dying for you and dying me how to think that.
Say it all right now.
Because you already done so much.
Come on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't share God.
Yeah.
For what I can get out of it.
Right.
I share the Lord.
Yeah.
For what he's already done. He's already done with me. He's already done with me.
Thank you.
decisions out of fear, a lot of times you're limiting yourself. And you're trying to open doors for yourself and make ways for yourself. And God said, hey, you're not letting me be God. You're not realizing how big a God I am. Really big God. I made the whole universe. Don't you know? I'm sovereign and I can speak a word and everything open up. I got my hands on me. I got my hands on me. Don't worry about it. But you know, you might just do it. Make a way for yourself.
Jesus.
You might need a shout.
Jesus.
Selfless. I always say, don't settle for less, settle for the best.
Amen.
You don't settle for the best.
Jesus.
So be blessed this day. Hey, have a great time with the Lord. Have preached that for me. Amen. Preach that for me. Amen. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Instead, don't limit yourself.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Quit on yourself.
Thank you, Father.
Don't give up. God's going to bring you through.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I had a witness in.
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, the leader brought me through. I didn't ask God. They asked God.
Amen.
It ain't always been. I know that I had some rough days. After, I'm not talking about before I came to Jesus.
Amen. After.
I'm talking about after
I came
to Jesus. Yeah,
Richard.
Yeah. Amen. After I came to Jesus and all the life was cut off.
Yes.
After I came to Jesus, there wasn't no food in my icebox. After I came to Jesus, I had to go to bed and hear my coat, and you could see the breath coming out of my mouth. And after I came to Jesus, and the enemy was saying, won't you just give up on him?
Yeah,
he ain't done nothing for you. Won't you just give up? You out there preaching and doing everything you can. What has he done for you?
God have mercy.
But I know he had his hands on me. Yeah. I'm going to wait on him. I don't know when he's going to come, but I'm going to wait.
Yes.
I can't give up on him. Whoever I had to turn into.
Jesus, you
ain't fine. I ain't got nobody I can turn to by him.
Jesus.
So if he don't bring me out, I'm not coming out.
Oh God.
But I'm gonna tell you, he brought me out.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He brought me out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
He made a way.
Thank you, Lord.
Out of nowhere.
Thank you, Father.
Shoot the light and put it back on. Tell the neighbor, hey neighbor, you can take your sticky card back.
What? Come on now. Come on.
understand? I'm not saying he's going to bless everybody like this. Because I don't know how long that's going to last. I'm hoping God is going to keep on blessing. Because I'm just trying to do. And I admit, that's what I want. I'm glad to be married to Sherry. Because if he decided not to bless me, as long as I stay close to her, I can get some of those blessings. Sometimes, if you're afraid you may not be blessed, just give it somebody. But keep blessing. Hey, girl. And the blessing, you have to bless the whole house. So if you feed her,
come on,
I'm
going to
get served. Amen. You bless daddy, I'm going to get some blessing. That's what I'm going to write, folks. Don't move somebody to church.
That's real.
I'm going to be there for another sermon. Don't move over somebody to church.
Amen. All right. Amen.
All right, we got to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get out of here. All right, here we go. I remember 10 o'clock next Saturday, next Sunday, 10 o'clock, because we got to get on to Houston. We got to go to that medical conference, learn how she can do some doctrine. Amen. So be praying for her, that it'd be a blessed time for her. Amen. All right, let's see. Let's see, everybody here, let's be praying. Praise God, because it's me.
Man, yeah.
Okay. And Sharon said she has, if you need a glucose machine to check your blood, sugar level, I think, check the sugar. She got a machine that can help you check your sugar.
Amen.
Amen. So if you need some, she got some of those, she can get it.
Amen.
All right, we're ready to go. Thank God, deacons and everybody for getting us ready. Thank you for being here. Amen. We'll see you next Sunday. We'll probably be inside next Sunday. I really want to be outside. I'm going to come outside. We'll come inside. But the reason why we're going to be inside next Sunday, because we're going to be moving fast. We can't set up all the speed outside. We don't have that much time. We can't take them all down. So we'll probably be inside. So be ready for that. We're going to be moving quickly next Sunday. Now, we're going to get a word, Lord. We're going to get a worship time. But we don't want all the extra things we have to do. We've got to kind of move as quick as we can. So we can serve God right. Again, but we don't want a lot of extra habit, a lot of extra work to do. So that's why we're probably inside. We're going to get outside as quick as we can. Hopefully, as quick as we can, so the other ones can do it. All right. God, thank you again for what you did here today. Thank you, God. We know you. We know if we get in God's trouble, you're there. You are the deliverer. You've seen it all through the Bible, do it. You did it for Rahab. You did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You did it for Dan. If we get in trouble because of you, we know you'll be in the trouble with us. And sometimes you'll deliver us from the trouble. But if you don't deliver us, we still gonna trust. And we still gonna love. Because you're there. And, oh God, so thank you again. Thank you. Don't let this word, don't let the thieves come by and steal this word away before it takes root and brings fruit in the lives of people. Here are sharing the podcast. Now unto him that's able to keep us from falling and present us without fault before our Father's throne. May the love of God, our Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, our comfort, rest, rule, and abide with us now and forth and forevermore. Let us say together, amen, amen, amen. Amen. That means they got work for you. You know, people, you know that. Amen. You didn't have to have, but first you got to help yourself. When you see yourself, I didn't come back to help you. That's why I'm paying less than you, so you need to feel that. But now you got even more stuff, more experience in life.
I'm going to stop.
It's still on too.